The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Everybody, I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
And welcome to ReviewParty.com. On this podcast, we look at absurd user reviews from around the internet, from places like Yelp and Google and Amazon reviews, and we do a little riff session on there, just like you just heard.
Just for you.
Yeah, a little improv guitar solos with our funny bones, if you will.
And our mouths.
Grab your funny bone by the bone and get ready to listen to a funny podcast. Say, Matt, I got some good news.
Yes, Brent?
Our good friends, Nosebleeds, who just were doing some professional riffing to your ears just before our dumb voices started. They've got a new single out.
Our boys done dropped it.
They done dropped the single, the preview track, as they call it, for their new upcoming album, which is probably not coming for a while, but we're hyping it up, baby. Anyway, this single is called Grass Swords, and it's on Spotify now. And I've given it a listen. I'm pretty sure you've given it a listen.
I have.
Yeah, it made my nose bleed and my ears pucker with joy.
My ears rejoiced.
That's a little preview. That's one of the lines from the songs. But the title of the track, Grass Sword, It's got me thinking. That's an homage to the Adventure Time show on Cartoon Network, in which the protagonist gets a grass sword at one point, sort of a grass element sword, and it's got me thinking. If you could create any sort of mythological sword to be your sword companion, what would it be?
Ooh.
Ooh, ah, ooh.
I would like a magma sword, maybe?
A magma?
Just, like, constantly cycling magma.
No, I can definitely picture. What would the hilt be made of? That's what I really need to get this together.
I want to say obsidian just because it kind of goes with the territory, but that would be slick and slippery, and it might cut my little paws.
You could have obsidian, but, you know, have that cool sort of kung fu band-aid wrap around the sword with a little bit hanging off or around the hilt.
Like, you've carved that obsidian with texture, and you grip it up.
Oh, yeah, just like a Mountain Dew Game Fuel can.
Yeah.
Bring it to the ancient blacksmith and say, hey, I need on this obsidian hilt, I need a little gamer grip on there. Shout out gamers. And then he goes to town. You got the dwarf swinging his big hammer.
Oh, game fuel, that's my favorite. It'll just take a moment.
Mine would definitely be, you know, a weeaboo katana. That's just, I can't deny that part of myself.
Mm-hmm. And
it's a whole blade. And like I said, instead of a hilt, I would just want the kung fu tape around it, like very leisurely, you know?
Like trailing ribbons or something.
Right, maybe. Like a trailing scarf on it almost, and probably like some sort of a vorpal energy, some sort of void energy.
Whoa.
Yeah, you cut holes in the dimensions with that bad
boy. That's cool. I was thinking, like, if it were a dark matter sword, that'd be pretty tight.
Yeah, call it Bill Nye, see if he knows anything about dark matter swords.
Stab someone, and then they get sucked into their own wound.
Oh, yeah.
And you just shink, slide it back in.
Man, we're rad. We're fucking rad as hell.
We're tight as your undies. It is just by pure force of the universe that I have brought a Fiverr review. Now, Fiverr, there's not necessarily products on Fiverr. On Fiverr, you purchase gigs. It's a job that someone does for you. This job is, I will create multi-purpose custom astral weapon from Anderson Y, level 2 seller.
How perfect was that?
Yeah, and even more perfect, this particular listing, he's going to create a custom energy sword astral weapon, a brand new energy work. Just, I'm going to run through some of the abilities that he lists real quickly, because it's got autonomous and manual abilities.
Oh, man.
Autonomous. Cuts negative energy cords, shields, and protects. It can guide lost spirits nearby to the better place and transmutates negative into positive energy. Now, if you're manually using this astral sword, you can banish negative spirits. You can heal others and cut negative cords yourself. You can multiply this sword 10 times if you want. And it can be used as distant energy work. Just, it's crazy. It's created using divine energy. It can never be stolen or destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought we were rad. This guy is on a whole nother radical level.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, I can't help but think, what a huge dork I am. Because a few weeks ago, we talked about someone selling sort of Wiccan charms, right?
Right.
To help with their energy. And we really gave him the guff. We really didn't let him off the hook with that one. And I'm listening to this dude making imaginary swords. And I'm like, this is so sweet, dude.
Well, other people think so, too, because he's got lots of purchases. He's a level 2 seller, which means he's done a lot of selling on Fiverr. Uh-huh. And I've brought for us today a review from Five for Free, United States reviewer. Five for Free writes, this has already worked perfectly against a lady at work who uses the evil eye against me for no reason. I simply want to mind my own business at work. This will work whilst outside of work in all aspects of life. Thanks, Anderson. 5 stars.
I have to ask, does he send you a physical item? Or does he just like touch imaginations with you?
I have seen other listings for astral weapon training. So I think this is all happening in your mind space.
Okay, so this is just sort of a counseling session, I guess, if we were to have to label it practically.
Yeah, Fiverr does put disclaimers on these things. If you need professional help, get professional help, because this religious and healing, we can't guarantee that stuff.
Right. Just like, every haunted doll listing on eBay, it says at the bottom, like, might not actually be haunted, but
might not kill you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, I promise.
Trust me, I put many incantations into it.
I mean, we gotta try it, right?
Maybe. How much is it? This one? $60.
$60? Never mind. I don't know if we should try this.
There are a lot cheaper if you want people to do, like, love spells and just positive energy spells. There's a lot cheaper options out there.
I mean, there's probably, like, tarot card readings on there, too, huh? I would not be opposed to getting one of those, but $60 for an imaginary sword? He doesn't even send you, like, a sweet cosplay cardboard sword?
A picture of how it should look in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if he did some cool art of you with the sword, that would be a nice...
A bonus, yeah.
A nice bonus, but...
That way you can show that lady who's giving you the evil eye. I have people in my office, and I've gotten the evil eye every now and then, but there's usually a reason. Like, there was some parking lots. Oh, you took my spot, evil eye time. But this lady has given Five for Free the evil eye for no reason.
Of course. Of course.
Just his side of the story.
We have no reason but to trust this vorpal sword-wielding badass. I went, and listen, I went from very excited about this sword to a little disappointed. I'm a little sad about it now. I was really excited, and then it was $60.
That's the price of a video game.
That's exactly. That's ever since I was, you think I'd grow out of it, but ever since I was a child, I measured money versus like how many video games can it buy?
Like, this is one whole video game.
Right, like it takes like 35 candy bars to get a video game. Okay, I kind of. That's why Fort Knox isn't filled with gold anymore, backing up our dollars. It's filled with sweet video games.
And candy bars.
Yeah, and candy bars.
From the Swiss. It's from the Swiss banks.
The Swiss chocolate's pretty good, huh?
It is. Anyways,
good food, that makes me think of, ooh, see, I got a little Matt style segue right there.
Rolling right into it.
Rolling, speaking of rolling, I got some a review for some SpaghettiOs.
I'm so Campbell's excited.
SpaghettiOs canned pasta on Amazon, to be specific. This is a review from Lynn. It's a verified purchase, might I add. We got to verify you purchased this can of SpaghettiOs.
She's legit.
This is the most legit spaghetti order I've ever seen. And I've ordered some SpaghettiOs in my time. Anyway, my nephew, it reads, my nephew isn't really a fan of any sort of meat, but he will eat these without complaining. Sometimes beggars can't be choosers, but these are perfect for picky eaters. 5 stars.
I'm pretty sure he'd eat anything as long as you put like the amount of sugar and salt in it as SpaghettiOs has.
Yeah, like of course that it's made to brainwash kids into enjoying it. But I just feel like as a parent, oh my, instead of just like, hey, do you want to be a vegetarian? You're like, hey, eat these gross meatballs.
Let me buy you the worst example of meat products I can.
Right.
Come to the buffet. Spam, SpaghettiOs. What else would be on that awful meat buffet?
What is the worst meat ever? I mean, I like Spam.
Yeah, Spam's good if you treat it with respect.
Right, with respect. What is unrespectable meat? I don't know, just like gas station sushi meat. That can't be real fish.
The mistakes, the consequences are real, though.
The consequences will never be the same. Are you a SpaghettiO fan?
Yeah, I used to dig SpaghettiOs. I think I was probably always more a fan of the meatball variety than the little cut hot dog variety.
Oh.
But I definitely had both.
See, I'm a big fan of Chef Boyardee, but for me, I never would eat the O's. I would just eat the meatballs. I thought the O's were, they're probably like too ketchup-y for my taste.
Yeah,
but beefaroni. Oh, beef my roni anytime. Campbell's.
Ugh.
Chef Boyardee, pass me that ravioli. If I'm ready to dig right in.
I don't like that mealy meat that the Chef Boyardee has.
The mealy meat.
It's like, this is meat paste. They just like, they got a little gun and they squirted it in the RAV4, and sent it on a trip right in your mouth.
The SpaghettiOs RAV4. It's just made of ravioli with meatball wheels.
Cloudy with a chance of vehicular homicide.
Yeah, cloudy with a chance of vehicular manslaughter. That's what Matthew Broderick's life is like, basically, right?
What?
You don't know that about Matthew Broderick?
He killed somebody with a car?
Yeah, he accidentally ran somebody over.
Maybe I knew this.
This is comedy, folks. That time that actor killed somebody. Comedy!
I mean, actors do bad things. They try and make us forget, but
yeah,
it doesn't always happen.
Listen to our side project podcast, Actors Do Bad Things.
Let's talk about Marky Mark for a second.
Let's talk about Marky Mark.
Didn't he do? He did like a hate crime. It's like a hate. He did. Oh, okay. A hate crime.
He did a hate crime. All right, let's talk Matthew Broderick, vehicular homicide. Marky Mark, he did a hate crime.
Randy Quaid, Wesley Snipes, probably a bunch of other ones not paying taxes.
That's cool though.
Paul Hogan, I think, did that too, but he's like the Australian son made him. He just looks like a big toe right now.
Oh, and Martha Stewart went to jail for not paying taxes, right?
She actually, it was like insider trading in the stock
insider
market.
Insider trading, that's right. Yeah. But Snoop Dogg's still her best friend.
He's cool with it.
He's cool with it. You think Snoop Dogg likes SpaghettiOs?
Probably. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's a real man of the people.
He is. I think when Snoop's hungry, he might like a little delectableness of this next review I have.
Okay.
I'm trying to go to all reaches of the internet space for my reviews these days, folks. So I hope you're appreciative of this next one. This is a review for a monkey bread recipe on allrecipes.com. And user Echo1272 writes, "Danger, do not use a tube pan for this recipe. My 14-year-old daughter wanted to make these for Christmas morning, said she could do it herself, and now has burns on both hands. A tube pan is a two-piece unit. When my daughter took it out of the oven, the molten 350-degree melted sugar poured from the bottom all over her hands. Multiple frowny faces. While the taste of this recipe was good, she insisted we eat it while she sat with bandaged hands. The price was not worth it. If you were going to make this recipe, use a bunch pan, not a tube pan. 5 stars.
I mean, we dog on people a lot for having, you know, they review something that doesn't have anything to do with the product, and or they leave stars based on something that doesn't have anything to do with the product. But this person at least gave 5 stars to the very good recipe.
Yeah, she can separate, you know, the artist from the product. She can separate Marky Mark from his hate crimes. She can separate the monkey bread recipe from her daughter's burnt, scalded hands.
This monkey bread recipe is a lot like Bill Cosby. Okay, let's move on.
Because it's crazy.
It's
and it'll burn you when you least expect it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. I knew I was going to regret saying it. And then I felt joy hearing your laughter. And then I felt pain. But that's life.
Yes.
That's life.
Let me be straight with you. I learned the one breakdance move I have from seeing the repeated commercials of The Cosby Show, and Theo was doing this breakdance move. And I always used to say, like, yeah, I learned that from The Cosby Show. And now I don't feel as good. Like, it's stupid. I'm a white boy who knows one breakdance move, which is dumb enough as is. But now I can't even be like, I watched The Cosby Show to learn it, too.
this reminds me of a meme I just saw yesterday. It was like, oh, my yearbook, my section of my senior yearbook hasn't aged very well. And his senior yearbook quote was from Bill Cosby.
Oh.
And it said, the other question was, who do you look up to most? And it was Jared from Subway. Okay. Yeah, that hasn't aged well. But now I got to look up the Theo Cosby Show breakdance. Now I got to see it. But in the meantime, So the one of the main ingredients in this monkey bread was
scalding sugar.
Yeah, scalded sugar. Daughter hands.
Yeah, maybe like the scent of burnt flesh just made everyone hungry. A lot of people have issues with confidence, and We just ought to be confident. I am an over-apologizer for many things, especially the things I cook. So I'm like, it might be bad, but okay, good. If you die, I'm sorry. But this girl is like, I burned my hands for this. I don't... She's sitting there with her scalded little katana wrapped hands. You'd better eat. And oh god, she slaps her hands together.
I mean,
you'd better eat.
Was she taking something out of the oven without oven mitts?
No, it was the pan she was using, and Echo 1272 tried to explain. What she explained isn't universally true, but by and large, there's a difference between a bundt pan and a tube pan. They look roughly the same, but a tube pan doesn't have, like, the rivets, the okay. ripples that a bundt pan has.
Oh, so those are key to the monkey bread situation.
Not necessarily. It's just on many tube pans, like, the bottom pops out. So if you're looking at it with its opening where you would pour the dough and batter, the bottom pops out so you can make a prettier cake. So it can be removed easier, I think, is the concept. And so it's not the case for all tube pans, but this tube pan had a removable bottom. And when the daughter picked it up, all the goo that's supposed to sit on the top of the monkey bread, when you know you flip it and you smack it out, it all just leaked all over her paws.
Paws.
It's monkey bread. The monkey paw. She's got a little shriveled paw.
A little shriveled paw. That's so she's protected from curses. But I see Echo, this review writer, as some sort of protector. You know, they're mm-hmm. a hero. They not only didn't... They wrote this review both to say this monkey bread tasted fire and watch out, folks. This horrific incident happened to me. Don't be like my daughter.
14-year-old child.
Yeah, what? Man, this is, I was just about to praise them, but I don't know. 14-year-old, that's kind of on the cusp. You got to kind of make a judgment call on whether or not they can bake on the unsupervised, right?
Yeah, like, the review like, does say, she said she could do it herself. Like, she's trusting her daughter to be an independent young baker.
Yeah, I guess you gotta do it at that point. You gotta trust your kid to make those hard mistakes. You know, I bet that never happened to her again, did it?
That's true. That's just like touching the stove. You won't do it again. You learned.
Yeah, and she has her monkey's paw with her to this day, hanging from her neck.
One day she's going to meet a nice boy and she's going to stroke his hair with her little shriveled fingers. And the claw nail is just going to catch in his ear. Listen, Nadine. Oh, what is it, Bradley? Nothing.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Just sort of like what I get from this review. This is a review for a Japanese Kewpie mayonnaise.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Super sweet.
Little cute naked baby on there. One more thing. Yep. What?
So that's sort of when I was looking at, when I looked up mayonnaise, I was like, I bet there's some funny mayo reviews out there on Amazon. And saw Kewpie mayo. Not only am I a fan, that made me click on it, they also have the little naked baby. On the packaging, I thought, oh, someone's going to be offended by this baby. And that's going to be funny. But I found something maybe even better.
Ooh.
This is by Deb Blum Tong on Amazon. She writes, has a half-life. 2 stars. I think you're thinking of the same thing it made me think. Half-life refers to, like, nuclear waste.
Yeah, the amount of time it takes to break down and... What? I know mayonnaise isn't good for us. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah, Kewpie mayo is made from egg base, as real mayo is. But apparently something
radio?
I didn't know... Yeah, something I didn't know about Kewpie mayo is it's radioactive.
Let me tell you, those deviled eggs never tasted better.
It never tasted better. Godzilla wasn't chomping on nuclear waste. Godzilla was just had some sushi with some Kewpie mayo on top.
Because you got to cut down on the spice.
Got to cut down on
the spicy crab roll.
Right. Godzilla can't handle the spice. When he eats too much spicy stuff, he shoots laser breath all over the place.
That explains Godzilla in its entirety.
Yeah.
Indigestion.
Indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Radium.
Radium. Half-life. What kind of food would be improved by some nuclear waste?
SpaghettiOs?
SpaghettiOs. I think they already got that in there.
Yeah, probably.
That one's got a long half-life. How long? Spaghettis last forever.
Yeah, you can pass those down to your kids.
Son. If you're reading this, I'm already passed on. Please, go into my locked cabinet. There you will find my life's work. SpaghettiOs. Every single packaging. Every novelty, every promotion. They're all for you, son. Please. Enjoy those SpaghettiOs and think of me.
Dad. The tears are dropping on the page. I miss commercials for SpaghettiOs and Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh.
I can only imagine what they'd be like if they were also advertising radioactivity.
Yeah.
Like Lucky Charms goes pretty nuts. We got some new marshmallows for y'all. Let's check it out.
Oh, Lucky.
It's radiating.
Radioactive marshmallows, children.
Yeah, and the kid in the commercial takes a big scoop and a third arm shoots out of his chest. Awesome!
Now you can enjoy your cereal that much quicker. Thanks, General Mills.
Yeah, he's got three bowls, three spoons. A third, three mouths now appear. Another kid is hulking out.
Crunchitize me, Captain. What would we change that to? If we don't have anything, we don't have anything.
No, we
irradiate me, Captain.
Irradiate me, Captain. Please kill me, Captain.
Please.
That's from Alien, right? Where they open the thing and do they please kill me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot. But there's no suspense there, so.
There's no those guys never wear suspenders.
Who's going to be killed next? Oh, my.
Oh, my. Frosted Flakes, they're more than good. They'll fucking kill you.
But eat up.
Eat up. Eat up, kids. I mean, I feel like adding nuclear waste to all this over-sugared processed crap that everyone eats, and I'm not judging anyone. I'm the worst offender. I love that stuff.
I eat that stuff.
But adding a little nuclear waste wouldn't make a lick of difference.
Nah.
Yeah, it would just give you superpowers.
Three arms, you know.
Three arms, you get to turn big and green and wear purple shorts.
Think of the Letterman jacket that you'll get custom made when you get to high school.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick.
Who doesn't want to look like the Thing?
The Thing from the Fantastic Four or Thing from John Carpenter's Thing?
Both. Why not okay. both? Porque Why no not los at dos? The
Por qué no los radium?
Por qué no los radium?
I should get better at my Spanish.
Why?
Just
podcast
to make,
jokes?
Yeah, podcast jokes. Solely.
I say that and I always think, like, man, I wish I would have studied Spanish seriously in high school. It just is. Just would make the world a better place if everyone spoke more languages.
Yeah.
And with that unsolicited advice, how about a little break?
Let's take a little breaker.
Breaker, 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 1-9, play nosebleeds.
Pork chop express, okay. Hey, Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are going to talk about something we usually talk about here, which is things we knew a little about, allegedly. This is Upon Further Review, and today, it's summer. Upon recording of this date, it's August 1st. It's time for something summery. So, Brent, today I'm bringing to you the popsicle.
Ooh, I love a pop. I love a sickle. Put them together. I'm not feeling fickle.
Gotta have my popsicle. With radium. Okay. So, we could play the game of when was it invented, but for some of these things, usually with food, it's very complicated. Like, people are arguing, no, we invented it first. No, we invented it first. The sundae was invented in Highland Park, or it was in Evanston, Illinois. Rah, rah, the potato chip is a myth.
The classic Juicy Lucy debate.
That one, too.
That's the one I knew, so I had to say it to sound smart.
Thank you for contributing. We're just going to go with what's trusted here, the main story. I'm looking at the Wick right now, just so I can reference dates if I need to. And with no context, it offers a quote at the top of the article. As far back as 1872, two men doing business as Ross and Robbins sold a frozen fruit confection on a stick, which they called a hokey pokey.
I'm glad time changed that name.
Agree on that, but also it doesn't reference them at all after that. Okay. Like, it doesn't say there are two theories. One, it was these guys. One, it was just like this quote is just plopped in there just to make you question a little bit.
So they did the hokey pokey and they shook it all about all the way. They shook it all the way out of history.
I think so. So the commonly accepted story is that 11-year-old Frank Epperson of Oakland, California, made frozen ice on a stick. He was a little lemonade seller, and back in the day they had the lemonade mix that they would put a stick in the thing and stir it up. I assume just like we mix up lemonade today. You know, your mom gets the big jug out, and you're like, oh, is it Kool-Aid? And she says, no, it's lemonade.
It's country time, baby.
Still good. So, little Frankie Epps, he had a cup full of his lemonade and mix, and the little stirrer was still in there, but he had, like, a hard day. So, at the end of the day, he just left that out on the porch. He went inside, and it got very cold, apparently, for California, because it froze overnight. And he came back out and found the wooden stick frozen in the little lemony concoction. And he's like, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. I'm going to call it an Epsicle, because my name's Frank Epperson. So,
what an ass.
So it was known as an Epsicle for a while.
What the Epsicle is the deal with that?
And I don't know. Eventually, he sold the rights to the Popsicle. He sold the Popsicle brand. He changed the name because it's a portmanteau of pop and icicle. Woohoo.
Wow. No, the story was impressive. I was just unimpressed with the portmanteau. The story I like. To be clear, the story I like. The portmanteau could be better.
It could. Yeah, it works. It works. It's ubiquitous by now.
Right, exactly. It speaks for itself.
Granted, quality of life these days is vastly improved over over decades, centuries ago. But dang, if it wouldn't be nice to just stumble into an invention and make your money off of it.
It just goes to show you, kids, leave sticks and stuff and you never know what might happen.
Excuse me, young man. Is that a stick in a frozen chunk of peanut butter?
Because I have a stick in a frozen chunk of chocolate.
See what it's happens when they melt. Oh, they're going to have a sword fight.
Those are the swords they chose. They don't believe in astral weapons yet. They don't believe in elemental weapons.
The frozen peanut butter hits the frozen chocolate, and there's an explosion of white light that envelops both of them. A crater forms, and they're just floating in the middle, holding the sticks together.
Let go! Don't let go!
they
can't let go!
They're crying, and the white light subsides, and nothing is left but a Reese's cup. The children are gone.
They just, And that's how we got Reese's on sticks.
Yeah, and then a homeless guy comes.
Moments later, the stick comes back from the sky and just...
That homeless guy finds it, and that's Timmy Reese's.
Just be so easy if that could happen to me.
That's what I'm saying. Just start leaving sticks and stuff. I'm looking around my room.
Sticks and stuff. Don't wash your hands if you've been working with chemicals. Yeah. All sorts of stuff.
Yeah, in this PC snowflake run world we in, they don't want you to leave sticks and stuff. I got an empty soda can. I'm gonna put a stick in it. I got a bottle of Cholula that should be in the fridge. I'm gonna put a stick in it. I got a salt lamp next to me. I'm gonna put a stick in it. All right, and one of these, that's how I'm gonna get rich.
If you put enough sticks in enough things, one of them's gonna stick.
I got a little podcast here. I'm gonna put a stick in it. I've got a window. I'm gonna put a stick in it. I've got a Gundam poster. I'm gonna put a stick in it. How many things can I name in my room that I'm gonna put sticks in before it's revealed that I'm a huge dork with nothing but
your eyeballs?
Dun, dun, dun!
Little Oedipus for anyone in the crowd there. Little Oedipus mess.
Oedipus-icle? Oedipus-icle?
Oh, yeah.
There's something eyeballs. There, right?
Eyeballs on ice.
Little narcissistical?
Narcissistical?
A zoo-sickle? That one I like. You gotta put a stick in some lightning.
Whoa.
That's basically Mountain Dew.
Yeah, why would you want lightning in a bottle and you get lightning on a stick?
On a stick! Lightning on a stick! You know, Jeff Dunham really got it right. He said, hey, I'm gonna put racism on a stick and I'm gonna market it as a stand-up comedian. And that's another good on a stick story. I'm trying to tell you.
Celebrity. We can separate the celebrity from their work. I wouldn't call Jeff Dunham a celebrity, but he's got puppets on sticks.
Wow. Especially off podcast, me and Matt really don't pull any punches to each other. You know, we just... It's all in good fun when we poke fun at people, but that's maybe the meanest thing I've ever heard you say. About anyone.
I'm sorry. It's just that gets old. Not even 10 seconds in. Like, as soon as I see his little grin, I'm like, oh, Jeff, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. I feel, as long as we're here, I feel like Jeff Dunham is probably a nice, funny dude who just accidentally fell ass backwards and doing a racist puppet show.
It was, yeah, he fell onto something accidentally, and it turned out it was something bad.
Yeah, but it made them, you can't knock the hustle at the end of the day.
Yeah, his parents bought him a racist puppet.
Yeah, you know, you get racist puppets, you make lemonade. That's
on a stick.
On a stick. Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for the memories. I got a review here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a review for the UW Milwaukee Panther Arena, which is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It is a, I think mostly used as a hockey arena, but also other things as any given arena.
Uh-huh.
This is a review from Cindy Howell. She's a local guide in Milwaukee. And she writes, new security measures, food prices are high. But I also love the wave that plays here. 2 stars. So new security measures, we're not sure what if those are good or bad. The food prices are high, but she loves the wave thing that only goes on at this UW Milwaukee Panther Arena.
I don't trust a single thing this woman has to say. She likes the wave.
That's the end of the day. I feel like she's saying the wave that plays here. She thinks this is the only. The wave is the this arena's thing.
They invented the wave. They fell right into it.
And who the first couple times they participate in a wave doesn't love it? So I feel like this is a story of innocence, a story of the world not yet touched, Cindy.
Hang on, she doesn't love the wave, or she does?
She also loves the wave.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even. Ugh. I don't like the wave. I just don't like it.
All right, folks, this is our first Seinfeld-adjacent bit. What's the deal with the wave? Everyone stands up and then they sit down. What's so cool about it? I'm trying to enjoy the game. Thank you.
It's hard to even talk about it in realistic terms right now because there are no live sporting events with people doing the wave currently, but people don't pay attention enough, and they're all on their phones.
People these days, they're on their phones. They won't stand up and expose their armpits to me for my enjoyment anymore.
If we're doing it, we're doing it right, and no one wants to do it right.
Yeah, I guess that's the best thing about sports not going on now is there's no waves. Two sides to every coin, folks. You know, national pandemic, terror, everyone's scared. You know, lots of people are going to work every day scared for themselves and their kids. But hey, there's no waves anymore.
Wait till November, hey. Tap the brakes. Let's not get political.
There's someone out there who's like, they're waking up in cold sweats in the middle of the night. Just knowing, I can't do the wave.
I'm a professional waver. My father was one of those giant inflatable wavy arm mans.
Yeah, and I go to the stadium, I go to a section, I get drunker than anyone there, and then I go, let's do the wave. Come on, Sam, do the wave. I grab people.
Go do it. I was born at a basketball game. My mom gave birth on the trampoline at halftime, and I shot through the hoop, and I've been doing the wave ever since.
No, that's funny, but how about this? My mom gave birth to me during the wave. She didn't know she was pregnant, and then she stood up so passionately during the wave that I just plopped out right out of her. Yeah. She was sitting down. She stood up, did the wave. When she sat down, there was a baby in the way, and that was Jimmy.
Good gracious! I have a review of something related to basketball, so I'm just gonna move us along to that. This is a website sourced review, so It's endemic. For the Chamarripa, so chamarripa.com, the Chamarripa height increasing basketball shoe, black high top sports shoe that makes you 9.5 centimeters taller.
Nice.
Xander H. titles his review, fantastic sports shoe so far. Still wearing them. The only problem is I spilled lubricant on my height increasing basketball shoes and they stained. I was rubbing the
can't even do it, can you?
I was rubbing the lubricant on to get it moist, but some spilled off while rubbing it in and landed with a stain on my left shoe. After I had recovered, I noticed the stain and tried to wash it out, but alas, no success. Simply fantastic otherwise. 3 stars.
What? The shoes are stainable, so that takes off 2 stars?
I don't know.
And what was he lubing? Was he lubing? Did he say he was lubing the shoes?
He just says I was rubbing the lubricant on to get it moist.
What?
He doesn't
it?
Say what it is.
What is it?
I don't know.
And there was why did he have his shoes on?
I think he put them on.
If it was the thing that is foreshadowing this entire conversation.
I think I'd know what happened here, okay?
The dude had his basketball shoes on because he thought he was about to slam dunk some pussy.
There were some reviews. There's this other guy. He's like, I need these shoes to help get ladies because I think that's the reason. They see I'm short and I keep blaming myself for being short. And now even though they turn me down, I know that it's not because I'm short. So I think this other guy, I think Xander got himself his shoes, and he's looking at himself buck naked in the mirror, seeing everything, all his flaws, and he puts the shoes on. He sees himself 9.5 centimeters taller,
he feels 9.5 centimeters longer.
He's just so turned on by the sight of, who's this tall man?
Let me get a little lube going. You know, he's just trying to grease up. He really, really look as good as he can. But, okay. So we got past that.
He says, after I recovered, I noticed the stain.
You recovered?
What are you recovering from?
Recovered?
But alas, no success.
I'm terrified. Terrified that this man is willing to share this with
people
the world.
People share a lot on the internet.
Yeah, they really, the inhibitions because of the slight anonymity you get. I mean, people leave their real names with this reviews, but the anonymity is still sort of floating there. They still think.
No one I know is going to see it.
Right. It's not even, and it's a totally subconscious thing. And they're just like, Do you want your mom to know you like to put on tall shoes and lube up in the mirror? I don't. That's me time.
No.
And I can almost relate because I'm like just shy of 5'10", right?
Mm-hmm.
And like the 5'9" thing, it just floats over my head, and I don't think about it. I rarely ever think about it, but when I do, it's always like, of course, man, I wish I was just a little bit taller, even 5'11". It's in this modern society, it's impossible not to have those thoughts.
I mean, if people can't identify by my voice, I'm a smaller person too. On a good day, I'll scratch the 5'8" meter, but I just get by. I don't want to become the person that Xander has become by purchasing.
Right. I don't think Xander
lifts.
Xander was always this freak that we're painting him out to be. You know, it started with just, I wish I was a little bit taller. Maybe I'll try these shoes out, and it ended up with him getting a little wild with the lube.
There are things you can work on. Height. Shrugsville, man. You just gotta deal with it.
Yeah, I know it's easy for me to say being a a severely average height person, but work on your personality, Xander. You know, work on bettering yourself, buddy.
Yeah.
I think with that message, should we depart from the Rev universe?
Let's board the train to Valhalla or wherever it's going.
To Lubhalla.
Multiple Rupala?
No, not Rupala. Lubhalla.
Okay.
Perhaps Spaghetti O'Halla. Perhaps what other funny breakdance holla? Cupie Mayo holla.
Holla.
Holla. Thank you so much for listening, folks. What a fun ride we've had here today.
It was bumpy, but it was smooth at the same time, you know?
Yeah, like a wooden roller coaster.
Yeah, always fun.
Always fun. I don't know. I've been on some roller coasters that are not very fun. But we're not one of those roller coasters. One of those roller coasters.
Yeah, I don't need to write a review some other time.
Anyway, if you'd like to send us an absurd review to make some ha-has over, please send an email with a hyperlink to the review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include your name so we can throw you credit for sending it to us. You can also find a link to that email on our website, reviewparty.com.com.
If you enjoy what you're listening to, please share it with your friends. It doesn't cost you anything, doesn't cost them anything. Maybe you'll sign up for like a Spotify account, but hey, that's easy stuff.
Yeah. Just word of mouth is the best, is some wild, wild support you can do to us. If you know a friend who likes comedy podcasts, give them a hot recommend, and that is some above and beyond support that we can't say how much we appreciate. And also, if you're listening and you haven't subscribed, you don't have an account where you're listening, sign up and leave a subscribe. That way you can get notified when new reviews are out. And also, there's a little newsletter that Matt's been throwing together on our website.
Yeah. The After Party Review newsletter. It comes out after we've done all of our work and are ready to just force it towards y'all. So Right. Go to reviewpartydotcom.com. At the bottom of the page, you'll see a little subscribe for the newsletter button. At the top of the page, you might see a little shop link. The newsletter will include information on cool things in the shop, our blog posts, because we do writing as well as talking. So if you like these quips that we make with our voices, there's ones that we make with letters and characters on a screen, too.
Yeah, as my man Aesop Ferg said, his eternal words, off the dome I'm strong, but my pen game on a different level.
That's his elemental sword, is his pen.
Ooh, that's pretty neat. That's some Wu-Tang shit. Very big thanks to our buddies in Nosebleeds for letting us use their Jamboree Bread for Breakfast for the theme song. You can check them out on Spotify, Nosebleeds. That's one word. And when you're there, be sure to check out their new hit single, Grass Sword. Oh, and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. If you want.
Follow us on Twitter, leave a review on iTunes, and if it's funny, we'll feature it on the air. And that's a lot of plugs.
Yeah, we plugged this ship up.
This ship is plugged up and ready to sail, and we got plenty of SpaghettiOs for the ride.
Kill me now, Captain.
All right, I got a killer review to bring us out on here.
Send us out.
This is a review from Goodreads.com.
Yeah.
It is by Matt.
Oh.
Not you. Oh. I hope not. it is a review for The Old Man and the Sea. I'm gonna sell the farm here and say it's a 1-star review.
Okay.
And Matt writes, "Worst book ever. Just throw the fucking fish back in. Fuck."
Really simplify things, yeah.
I don't disagree. Thank you so much for listening out there. This is reviewparty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Take it easy, folks.